An annual showcase of contemporary Czech films called Czech That Film is currently underway across the United States. The festival is the largest Czech cultural event in the country and offers both Czech expats and local film enthusiasts a unique chance to get acquainted with present-day Czech cinematography. I spoke to Šárka Vamberová, cultural attaché at the Czech Embassy in Washington, and I first asked her to tell me more about the event, which is now in its seventh year.
The Czech That Film Festival started in 2012 in Los Angeles. And the founding father of the festival was Michal Sedláček, at that time the Consul General of the Czech Republic in Los Angeles. And he felt that this kind of Czech cinematography was missing in the U.S., so he founded this festival first in California, but then because it was really successful. So during the years, it has promoted to 19 cities. This year, in the seventh year of the festival, we are having it in 19 cities, not only in the U.S., but in Canada as well, in Toronto and Ottawa for the first time.
So what is the main aim of the festival? Is it to raise awareness about Czech cinematography in the United States and in Canada?
Definitely. It's one of the main reasons to organize it, to showcase the best Czech films, contemporary films. Usually we are screening the films that won the year before the Czech Lions or were nominated to Oscars. So it's about promotion of Czech films. And good reason as well is for the Czech community to showcase, you know, the best of the Czech films and put together the Czech community, the Czech schools, the honorary consuls that are in some cases helping to organize the festival. So I think it's a social and culture event.
As you said, the festival will reach altogether 19 US and Canadian cities. That's really quite a lot. Who helps you with organizing all the screenings?
In Prague, it's the headquarters, it's the Czech centers, and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs helping to put together, you know, the films and the program, the rights, the guests as well. And then on the U.S. side, the Czech Embassy in Washington, and every city has an organizer. In Atlanta, for example, it's a Czech school and honorary consul there. In Texas, it's one American producer living in Texas who was living for 20 years in Prague. So he has a very strong connection to the Czech movies, and he is organizing the festivals in Austin and Dallas. In Minnesota, for example, or Salt Lake City, Minneapolis, there are film societies that are interested in showing European films. So they provide the space and we coordinate with them directly.
So who attends the screenings? Is it mostly the Czech expats living in the United States, as you said, or are there also American film enthusiasts?
Well, of course, that the Czech community is very happy to come, so it's a big part of the audience. But in the places like Texas or Memphis, there are not that many Czechs. So these are mostly for the American audience.
The seventh edition of Czech That Film Festival has already got underway. Where did it start this year, and what was the opening film?
So we started in Washington on the 11th of April with Jan Svěrák as a special guest. He presented his last film, Barefoot, that was very hugely successful here. We had 200 viewers.
As you said, the festival is dedicated to current Czech films, but I noticed one exception on the program, and that is Jan Svěrák's early film Accumulator, which was shot back in 1994. So why have you decided to make this film part of the program?
That's true. Jan Svěrák went to Los Angeles to present the Accumulator because in Los Angeles is living Edita Brichta, who was the main actress of the Accumulator 1. So they both were presented on this special evening with the restored film, and because we are celebrating the 100 years of Czechoslovakia, Czechoslovak cinema, so we thought that this touch would be quite nice to remember older films, and with Jan Svěrák it was obvious he is very happy to show the new restored version of Accumulator in Los Angeles.
So what were some other films that you have shown within the Czech That Film Festival this year, and or which you are still screening, and which of them have most resonated with the audiences?
So in this year's festival program, we are bringing more historical dramas, more than last year's. We present Milada of David Mrnka about Milada Horáková, then Julius Ševčík's Masaryk about Jan Masaryk, you know, the son of the first Czechoslovak president. Then Hřebejk's Family Friend, another World War II drama. Eight Heads of Madness, wonderful film about the Russian poet and history of Stalinism. And then Jan Svěrák's Accumulator. And from our times, let's say, dark comedies that are quite typical for Czech cinema, it's Miroslav Krobot's film The Quartet and Slama's Ice Mother.
As you said, Jan Svěrák was one of the directors who actually came to present his film. Have you invited other directors as well, and will they be taking part?
Just now we are having Jan Hřebejk, who traveled to Atlanta, Phoenix, and Memphis. David Mrnka with Milada was present in Texas, I think Salt Lake City, San Francisco, and Little Rock in Arkansas. And the last guest will be Teresa Voříšková with Barefoot. She's going to present the film in Toronto.
So when does this year's Czech That Film come to a close, and what will be its final stop this year?
So we are, let's say, behind the middle. We are in the city 12. This weekend we are going to Portland, Pittsburgh, and then to Toronto, Ottawa. In June it will be in Chicago, Seattle, in July in New York. And I would say that the last should be in August, Minneapolis, again, because it was very successful during their international film festival, and they would like to screen in Minneapolis again just some Czech films. So it should be in Minneapolis in August.
So when you compare it with the first year, 7 years ago, when you actually started, how has the festival developed over the years?
Oh, it has developed tremendously. It started really as a local, you know, Los Angeles thing the first year, and then it expanded to California on the West Coast, and now we are having the screenings even in Canada. So every year we are putting another city on the map.